Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Yesterday on the show, it all went a bit wrong.
This is Radio 1. Now, I don't want to act like a school teacher here, but there's three members of a production team in this studio at the moment, one of which is Laura. Scott's disappeared. Would you like to tell me what's going on?
I was talking to my colleague. We realised we didn't know where Scott was.
Right.
I still don't know where he is.
So has anybody seen Scott? No? What, one that doesn't speak? So he said another one that doesn't speak? No? Car out then? No?
Hello, I'm back.
So what happened? I was just sat on my feet on the desk through there in the live lounge having a cup of tea.
All I could do was hear the song fade. I was like, surely they're professional enough to play another one. But no. Right, I don't know who is responsible for sorting out the toilets at Radio 1, but here's a national radio plea.
Okay.
Right? Dave Pearce has got stuck in there. Rachel, off of the Chris Moyle Show, has got stuck in there. You nearly got stuck in there the other day.
No,
so did I.
And
right.
Six years, that right. Toilet handle has been broken.
Right. What's the problem, Laura?
You were dead.
Oh, God, jeez.
National.
Radio 1.
You know I don't like The Simpsons. I'm like the only person in the world that doesn't get it.
Right, yeah.
Love Family Guy. Don't like The Simpsons. I just don't like it.
All right, and
fine. I know everyone else does, but I just don't. However, in French, it's really good.
You thought it was funny in French, did you?
It was funnier, yeah. Would you like to hear how you say "dou" in French?
Yeah, go on.
"Dou."
Yeah. Oh. Subtle difference.
Right, and here's Bart and Marge.
Non, Bart, c'est un temps magnifique. Tu devrais jouer dehors.
Dehors? Si on jouait Milouz et moi.
Alors aide ta sœur à laver la voiture, ça te changera les idées. Tu vas devenir une chouette à force de dire Milou, ouz, Milou, ouz, Milou, ouz.
See, that's funnier.
Is that the fresh from Millhouse, isn't it?
That's funny, isn't it?
That's very good.
Okay. And here's Homer and Mo.
Tu veux des cartes ou pas?
Hein? Ah oui, si j'en veux trois. Hein? Et je vais te dire...
Je vois. Montre tes cartes.
Ah, c'était du bluff.
Par ici, la bonne soupe. Mais attends, voir. Mais tu as une canne flush? Oh, tu fais ça à chaque fois. Oh, oh toi.
I was glued. I really was. I've never watched a whole episode, but I did this time. And here's Homer and Lisa.
Bon, on fait la critique de quel resto?
Cette semaine, on a mangé à la Poule d'Or. Qu'est-ce que tu en penses?
Ouais, très bien que je réfléchisse la bouffe et thème. Pain délicieuse.
La nourriture y est délicieuse.
C'est brillant et ils ont une merveilleuse mousse aux fruits de la passion. Je vois qu'un mot pour en parler.
Ah, quel mot peut exprimer?
I think Marge is still my favorite.
Non, Igor, c'est un temps magnifique. Tu devrais jouer dehors.
Dehors? Si on jouait Milouz et moi.
Yeah, that's good. And I'll tell you what else is good in French.
What?
Borat.
Jak się masz? Mon nom est Borat. C'est mon pays, le Kazakhstan. C'est nice. Mes hobbies. Ping pong. Disco dance. Et la bande du soleil.
Pretty good, eh?
Very good.
Yeah. Nice.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Remember ages ago we did Make a German Laugh because... sometimes they do have a reputation for not having much of a sense of humour, which I think is wrong.
And we wanted to dispel that myth.
Yeah, so yeah. We called some Germans with some hilarious jokes from the UK to see if they'd laugh or not. Well, they kind of got their own back last week, and I was on a radio station in Frankfurt. More on this in a minute. Guess what I've just found?
What?
Even better, Borat in German.
Jak же маш? Mein Name Borat. Ich Journalist für Kasachstan. Meine Regierung schicken mich nach USA dazu machen einen Dokumentenfilm. Bitte, du gucken.
Pretty good, eh? I'd watch that. It's good.
You'd watch the whole of Borat in German, would you?
Yeah, I think it's good. Not as good as Marge, obviously.
C'est un temps magnifique. Tu devrais jouer dehors.
Dehors. Radio 1.
You're not going to dance like that tonight, are you?
What?
Like you just danced at the end of that.
Hmm.
Oh, don't. I think Shane will be impressed if you do that.
Right, listen, Alfie's been on the text saying good luck with your date tonight. Mm. It's not a date.
Are you nervous?
What?
Are you nervous?
Why would I be nervous?
Well, you do get nervous, don't you, before you go on a date?
It's not a date. I'm just going to see Prince at the Millennium Dome with
Shane
Ward.
Mm.
Now, didn't you just tell me in that record that you've got butterflies?
No, I did not say that. Right, seriously, both of you can shut
up. And you were a bit annoyed earlier that having to climb out the toilet window had left some marks on your T-shirt and your jeans.
Well, you would be if you were going to...
on a date.
If you were going to meet someone, wouldn't you?
Yeah. You're wearing all black as well today, which is very slimming.
Thank you. Shut up.
He's going red again.
Mm. You know that song, that Fergie song? What's that thing about, like, a child misses its blanket? Did you ever miss a blanket as a child?
I didn't, no.
I can't remember missing it once.
Radio 1. Nice change of subject, though.
Yeah. I swerved that quite well, didn't I?
No, yeah.
Yeah. It's Bob Sinclair coming up, and also a bit of Gwen Stefani for you, and Make a German Laugh. They get their own back. First is George at 6:30.
Are you wearing that on your date, or are you going to get changed, by the way? Because most people normally bring something else into work when they go on a date.
It's not a
good
date.
Good point. Have you got another shirt upstairs?
How embarrassing is this going to be, right?
I can find you a Newsbeat t-shirt or something,
that'd be
if you
nice.
Like.
Yeah, real nice. Yeah.
You've got some skinny fit ones.
Right, listen. If Shane Ward is listening to this now, how awkward is it going to be when I turn up at the Millennium Dome later? Sorry, what? The O2.
Why does he not know?
It'll break the ice, if anything, though. Something to laugh about during the first song.
Does he know you're going for dinner afterwards and everything?
What?
Aren't you going for dinner afterwards?
I think we'll just watch Prince and then say our goodbyes.
I thought the mutual contact had arranged dinner as well.
Is there?
Yeah. This is more fascinating entertainment news than probably what George has got.
I just want to talk about this.
Yeah.
I don't at all. Can we just do the entertainment news, please?
Yeah, we've got Shane Ward coming up in the entertainment news.
Jeez. National. Radio 1. Now, do you remember ages ago when we were doing Moyles' show, we were trying to dispel the myth that Germans don't have a sense of humour. It was like a little experiment, and we called it Make a German Laugh. We just called Germans randomly and told them some brilliant jokes.
Something couldn't take.
Hello.
Hello.
What kind of bees make milk?
You make milk?
Yeah, what kind of bees make milk?
Yes, this is a toe shop here, by me.
I've got the answer.
What?
Boobies.
Babies, milk?
What kind... It's a joke. What kind of bees make milk?
I don't know.
Boobies. Boobies.
Boobies.
Yeah, get it? Boobies.
No.
Get it?
Yes, that's funny. Bye.
See, they've got a sense of humour. He laughed a lot.
He did laugh, yeah.
Kind of. Right, well, they decided to get their own back last week. They decided they wanted to have a go, right? So I went on a station in Frankfurt called USM with a bloke who does the same show as us, only in Germany.
Okay.
And he tried to make an Englishman laugh. Check it.
Here is UFM. UFM. Bursche am Nachmittag.
If I hadn't my own afternoon show on UFM, I would listen to Scott Mills from BBC Radio 1 every day.
He'd listen every day. if he wasn't on air in Frankfurt on UFM, he'd listen every day. Yeah. And then he calls me the second superstar DJ of Europe.
The second superstar of Europe broadcasting. Hello, Scott.
Hello. Wie geht?
Oh, good. On dear?
Yeah, toll.
Yeah, what? Toll. Great.
Toll?
I think that's what it means. So, yeah, bit of German at the beginning. Yeah.
There's good chemistry between the two of you.
When he calls me the second superstar, is that after Chris Moyles or himself?
I would imagine.
Okay, fine. And then he goes on to try and make an Englishman laugh.
So, Achtung! Scott, let's try it out if you laugh about my joke. How do you call a beautiful woman in England, Scott?
I don't know. How do you call a beautiful woman in England, Borsche?
We would say... A tourist.
That was a fake laugh, wasn't it, at the end?
Why is he telling you the joke in English?
Well, because I wouldn't laugh if it was in German, would I?
But I thought he was on a German radio station.
Well, he is.
Right.
Right.
They're very intelligent, aren't they?
Aren't they? Multilingual, aren't they? And then he goes on to make an Englishman laugh, and that was the joke. And then I have to do a joke back.
What about your joke?
I think I found one.
I don't think so. Okay.
Well, okay.
Try it, Scott.
I don't think so. Well, no, Scott? I have found a joke, actually.
Go on.
I don't think so. Okay.
Are you ready? Here's the best joke about German people ever.
Okay, I'm ready.
Two martinis, bitter. Dry? Nine. I said two.
You didn't laugh either.
I did inside.
Oh, right.
I didn't get the joke, Scott.
Because you can have a dry martini, yeah?
Oh, a dry martini. Ha ha.
Dry.
It's
two martinis. Oh, dry.
Yeah,
three.
I know.
No,
think,
I
yeah.
meant two, yes?
Thank you.
was he a bit thick?
I'm not going to say.
Because you actually told. Yeah, but you told a German joke.
Well, yeah, more than he did.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
He was just being horrible to all the beautiful women in England.
Yes, he was. Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1.